This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, Jeff? Time for Steve to get out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
So ready.
What does the abbreviation N-A stand for? Or excuse me, N/A stand for?
Not available?
No.
Wow. Pass.
Dick's Drive-In will be opening a new location in what city?
Federal Way, Kent?
No.
Everett.
Yes. What is the primary addictive chemical in cigarettes?
Nicotine.
Yeah. What member of Blind Melon died of a drug overdose?
Shannon Hoon.
Correct. How many throwing events are in a decathlon?
10.
No.
12.
No.
How many what events?
How many throwing events are in a decathlon?
Oh, let's say 5.
No. In the Jungle Book, what kind of animal is Shere Khan?
Panther.
No.
Bear.
No.
A monkey.
No. Ape. In what Midwestern state was water skiing invented?
Minnesota.
Yes. In 1996 and 2000, who was the presidential nominee for the Green Party?
Oh, shoot. 2000. Pass. I don't know.
You know what? Those were some tough questions, and you got 4 right.
I don't know where I got that the one from.
You know what? Be proud. Yeah. Here he comes.
I won't say anything.
Don't say shh. Don't give it away. Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. What does the abbreviation N/A stand for?
Not available.
No.
Non-alcoholic.
No.
No A?
No. Dick's Drive-In will be opening a new location in what city?
Everett.
Yes. What is the primary addictive chemical in cigarettes?
Nicotine.
Yes. Which member of Blind Melon died of a drug overdose?
Shannon Hoon.
That's correct. How many throwing events are in a decathlon?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
4?
No. In the Jungle Book, what kind of animal is Shere Khan?
Sounds like a gorilla.
No.
Lion.
No.
Tiger.
Yes. In what Midwestern state was water skiing invented?
Chicago. Illinois.
No.
North Dakota.
No.
Ohio.
No. In 1996 and 2000, who was the presidential nominee from the Green Party?
Oh, what's Bernie Sanders?
No.
What was it? Oh. Ask the question again, sorry.
In 1996 and 2000, who was the presidential nominee for the Green Party?
Crap. What was that guy's name? Howard Dean?
No.
I'll come back to that, Pat.
Igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic are types of what?
Rocks.
Yes. Oh, Steve, man. With that, you got 5 correct, and you can already hear Jeff's disappointment. That's a win. 5-4. Wow. Sorry, Jeff.
And someday I'll end this bad run.
Oh.
Tell him, Tina.
The abbreviation N/A, I was looking for not applicable.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The number of
So is it applicable or applicable?
I say applicable.
Okay, Danny agrees. It's both.
Applicable. The number of throwing events in a decathlon is only 3.
3.
The Jungle Book's Shere Khan you got eventually was a tiger. And then the Midwestern state where water skiing was invented, our friend Jeff guessed correctly, Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay, well, they have lakes.
And the, yes, they do. In 1996 and 2000, the Green Party nominee was Ralph Nader.
Ralph Nader.
And you know your rocks, so that was pretty good.
Thank you.
And maybe Jeff will turn things around and eventually beat Migs again, in which case he would look swell wearing the new I Beat Migs t-shirt. You're on the front of the shirt.
I am.
Looking like a Dog Man character.
I am.
And our website to find it is KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message, and it has become such a pleasure to check in on those every single day. We've been getting some interesting ones lately, Steve.
I said something yesterday that led to a crap ton of texts and voice messages.
We're going to slide into those VMs after Aerosmith.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs. Daily Mix Show.
You too can leave us a voice message, you know, when we're not home. You just download the free Odyssey app to your smartphone.
Sorry, nobody's here to answer your voice message.
Leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app. It's so easy to do, and you can do it any time of day or night. Steve, what's it sounding like this morning?
You ready for your first voice message?
I cannot wait.
Here we go.
On the topic of today's popsicle questions, you guys have to look up.
Okay, this must be a men's room conversation.
Okay.
That happened about popsicles, because we haven't talked about popsicles lately, uh-uh. Have we? Yeah, usually we wait till July to start talking about
popsicles. Way too early for that.
Yeah, we're...
The old Gong Show, the Popsicle Twins. You won't be disappointed.
Oh, have you ever seen that?
No.
Were they actual sisters that were they didn't even say anything. They just ate popsicles,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so the Gong Show, which is a super old show. We're talking back in 1977, Danny. I found it on YouTube. These two girls, it was a talent show. And these two girls' talent was they showed up, they sat down on the stage, and then pulled out popsicles and just enjoyed eating a popsicle and did nothing else. And this went on for like at least a minute and a half.
Can you just leave your computer face this way for the rest of the show?
Thanks. Is it not the greatest video of all time?
It's pretty amazing.
I forgot about that.
The funny part was then afterwards, I don't know who the judges are. I mean, I'm not that old. But the judges were like having a comment on it and graded on a scale of like 0 to 10. And some of the commentary, especially from the host of the Gong Show, is just great. Because the entire time they're being judged, they're still eating the popsicle. And it's just so weird.
They're committed to the bit.
I don't understand it altogether.
A 0. That's a disgrace. Nobody has ever gotten a 0. Jamie Farr.
I don't think they give a lick.
JP Morgan.
Do you know that that's the way I started?
0. 2-3.
10.
A 10.
I love those. I'll give you a 12.
Oh, boy.
What are you guys doing later?
Oh, what year was that?
1977.
Oh, I wonder what they're doing today.
They're somebody's great grandma. Probably. Maybe even great grandma.
Yeah.
They might not even be, man, that's crazy.
They might not even be with us anymore.
That is so, so very true. And the Gong Show is being talked about now. Because I don't know how far you've gotten into the Pee Wee Herman documentary.
Just barely. I started it last night.
Well, at some point, like, he becomes a regular on the Gong Show.
Oh.
So it was kind of funny now to hear about the Gong Show.
Oh,
once
yeah.
Again. All right, are we ready for our next voice message? This one also was a bunch of text messages about this as well, because some people were just shocked about something I mentioned yesterday. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. No, actually, Steve, what the hell? You've never seen The Princess Bride? Dude, you have no idea what you're missing out on. That is a fun film. And lots of great things you can quote in that one. I think the fact that you have not seen The Princess Bride is inconceivable.
I don't get it.
It's a classic line from the movie.
I figured it. Like, are there any girls eating popsicles in this movie?
Otherwise, not that I can recall, but Princess Buttercup is pretty hot.
Oh, so, okay, I just found it on YouTube. Every inconceivable from The Princess Bride.
That would be inconceivable.
It's inconceivable. Inconceivable.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Okay, that's awesome.
It is a great movie. Steve, it has romance.
I know.
It has action.
It has Andre the Giant. Usually everybody tries to appeal. I don't think I've ever had a movie that has gotten more of a reaction than The Princess Bride when I say I haven't seen it. Like, if I say I haven't seen Titanic, with the exception of Danny and my wife, nobody ever really gives me a hard time about it. But The Princess Bride is the one where people are like, what?
I mean, I'll give you a pass, though. My husband had not seen it until we got together, and it was one of several movies that shocked me that he had never seen, and he watched it, and he liked it. So you should do that.
I need to check it out. I'm not avoiding it at any cost, but I did see there was a list put together of movies that people assume everyone has seen at least once. So real quick, I want to see if you guys have seen these movies. The Godfather 1 and 2 especially.
Yes.
No.
I made the mistake of trying to watch them all in one day. And they were great movies, but by Godfather 3, I'm like, I need to tap out. This is too much.
Exhausting.
Yeah, never once seen them.
All right, Titanic.
Yes.
Yep.
No. How about Forrest Gump?
Oh, yep. So many times.
Okay, all three of us. Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Fell asleep on it.
No.
Amazing.
Right at the beginning. I need to watch it. I know. Casablanca.
Yes, but, you know, that's like a one and done.
I did love it.
No.
That was a film class movie for me.
How about Gone with the Wind?
Yep.
Yeah.
Another
one and done.
Another film class one for me.
I haven't seen it. Rocky.
Oh, of course. If I was to say no, I'd be afraid you'd clock me over the head or something.
I was just squeezing a stress ball. I'm not making a fist like I'm going to punch one of you. If you say Danny hasn't seen it.
Never once.
What?
None of the Rockies.
I almost said the F word. I'm almost willing to watch Titanic if you watch Rocky.
Which one?
Which what?
What Rocky?
Oh, you start with one. After that, you're going to watch all of them. You're going
to
love it.
Also, the fact that Titanic is so damn long, I think he should have to watch at least two.
Okay, Rocky 1 and 2.
The Daily Mix Show.
Get ready for the KISW Miles Montgomery Golf Classic is how we say it. It's presented by Pinky's Plumbing, and it's this coming Monday, June 9th at the Bill Wright Golf Complex at Jefferson Park in Seattle.
We're going to be there.
We are going to be there. We're broadcasting live, and a couple of foursomes did open up, so you should snag them now at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Steve Miggs, are you familiar with a local band called Heart?
Are they playing anywhere these days?
Well, they're going to be playing at the Gorge Amphitheater on Friday, August 8th.
The Gorge? Who are they opening for to be able to qualify them? No, I'm kidding. Of course.
Anna Nancy Wilson. They're out on the Royal Flush Tour, and last weekend, they had a stop in Atlantic City. Before that show happened, they had some very important instruments, some very key instruments stolen from the band.
Of course, they were performing in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Never trust New
Jersey.
Nothing
is safe.
No.
But Nancy Wilson, she plays that sparkly purple Telecaster. It's like one of her signature instruments. Okay. That was stolen. And then Paul Moak, his vintage 1966 Gibson mandolin that he's been playing for more than 25 years, was also stolen.
Okay, I mean, I would be pretty pissed off. Because, you know, when that's your living, that's like, especially if you had it for like 25 years, it's almost like an extension of you. And as dumb as that sounds, but I mean, that's your thing, man. That's your moneymaker.
On top of that, Ann Wilson was recently going through like a cancer battle, and then she injured her elbow, so she's going to be performing seated. So they've just had some rough setbacks, but it has not stopped them from continuing the tour. But, you know, that's just kind of devastating for them. I feel for them.
Have you seen Heart live?
Yes.
I've only seen Ann and Nancy perform live a couple different times, like Love Mongers, like side thing. And I remember one of the times was the Alice in Chains reunion when they first got back together to raise money for that tsunami benefit. They did a bunch of like Zeppelin songs, and it was like, oh, frick, this is pretty cool to be able to see the Wilson sisters perform in such a small venue.
They are absolutely amazing. And so obviously very bummed out that these items were stolen, but they're saying, you know, if anybody has any leads, contact their tour manager, and hopefully they'll be able to find them. I feel like most people, somebody posted on Craigslist or posted on, you know, Facebook Marketplace or something like that, something dumb, and then that's how they get caught.
I was about to age myself. Like, they'll probably put it like on eBay, but nobody uses them. I'm kidding. Is there anything that you've had to ever stolen from you where you're like, what the F? I can't believe that was stolen.
I mean, my entire car was stolen when I lived in lovely town of Everett.
Well, it's either New Jersey or Everett. You can't trust them.
Well, not the best part. It was still really bad. My car gets stolen, and I ended up getting a notification from my bank that someone had tried to use one of my checks, because at the time I was still writing checks, for Alfie's Pizza in Everett. And I was like, oh my God, I'd left my checkbook in there and I didn't even realize it. But then the ding-dong thieves left the delivery address on the check.
This is great.
So I was like, I'm going to go find my car right now.
Don't do that. We saw what happened with Sean Kemp when he tried to get his phone back.
Oh God. So I roll up to this like,
so you really went there?
Oh, yeah. I went to this like very sketchy part of Everett, and I get to the address and I just keep driving. I'm like, I am not going up to that door, but I know it's in that garage right there.
I bet though you were feeling like some massive adrenaline until you realized that this could go really sideways.
I was like,
fast.
I'm going to go up there and bang on this door and demand my car back. Just kidding. You can keep it.
Did you let the cops know?
I did let the cops know. It did end up, it was found. It was impounded. I had to like then pay to get it out of the tow yard. It was just such a pain. And then they had burned cigarettes in the seats. So I had cigarette burns all over my car.
What's up with these thieves being so disrespectful to your vehicle?
Such jerks. What about you? Anything big stolen from you?
This one wasn't big, but this was one of those head-scratcher ones. It was when I was living in my old house in Puyallup. We had, you know, you get security system. You have those security signs that are like, you know, like the stake in front of your house, like in the dirt. Somebody freaking stole it. And I was like, part of me was angry, but also part of me was like impressed by just like the irony of this. Like somebody came to my house, didn't break into my house, but stole the thing that deters people from breaking into my house.
They're like, how safe do you feel now, guy?
See, in my head, I'm thinking this is somebody that maybe didn't want to buy a security system and thought, you know what? I'll just steal somebody's sign, put it in my, it might have been my neighbor for all I know.
I mean, that's hard times when you have to steal the security sign from your neighbor.
Right? So I stole my other neighbor's sign.
Of course.
Put it, you know, this is crazy.
Rockaholics, what was stolen from you? Call us now and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
We want to hear the story of what was stolen from you. Maybe it was something sentimental or expensive or just totally weird like Steve's sign.
That was very sentimental.
We want to hear your theft story, so call or text 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Whitesnake. What was stolen from you? Whether it was sentimental, really expensive, totally weird. We want to hear those theft stories, Rockaholics, so call up now, 206-803-ROCK. 803 Rock.
Based on the amount of calls and texts we've gotten, apparently a lot of people have to deal with a lot of thieves.
Thieves suck, man.
Absolutely.
We do have someone on hold who had something stolen, Steve, that when this goes missing in our house, it causes an absolute crisis.
Oh.
So we're going to talk to them in just a moment. But first, Steven, in Lake Stevens, what was stolen from you?
Hi, good morning. It's Stefan. Taryn, yeah. Just like you, I had my car stolen in Everett. But what was ironic, first off, it was stolen during a Sunday matinee, which is just the weirdest thing ever. But when they stole my car, I didn't get it back for about 6 months. The kicker was, earlier that Friday before it was stolen, I went to renew my license. I had my Social Security card, my birth certificate, all of my information in the glove box in an envelope. I get my car back in 6 months. My skateboard's gone. My tennis rackets are gone. My back seat's full of needles. But all my documentation's still in my glove box.
Well, at least they weren't identity thefts.
That's very true. They might be heroin addicts, but at least they're not stealing your identity.
206-803-ROCK. Matthew from Duval, what was stolen from you?
Good morning.
What's up, Matthew?
You're going to find unbelievable, but 1994, somebody broke into my house and stole my TV remote.
Just losing the remote in our house causes a fight.
Okay, Matthew, they didn't take the TV?
No, just the remote. Now, nobody believes me yet, this many years later, but it was stolen.
What was the evidence of the break-in?
No, there was no evidence. It was an inside job, maybe.
Oh,
it was stolen, though.
Matt, it's funny you say that, though, because we got a text message tonight, and I saw the text. I'm like, there's no way. And now here we have Matthew, and then also Mike in Burien texted us and said, they took my remote control but left the TV. Like, they wanted me to suffer slowly.
When we moved out, we never did find it. And you know what? The torture of using one of those universals is just hell.
Oh, just programming those universals sucks.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Terry in Parkland, what was stolen from you?
Good morning. When I was in a car accident years and years and years ago, I was in the hospital for about two months or so. And during that time, my house was broken into. And they just trashed the place, totally trashed it. And the first thing I did was go to my closet and look, and all my stuff was stolen. I had large collections of comic books, old comic books that, you know, I had the had them in plastic and everything. They were worth a lot of money. That and tons of my baseball cards and all the, I mean, it was just a lot of money that I had saved up for years. I was going to give to my boys when they got older and all that was stuff.
Terry, if you could pick one thing of all the things that were taken that you're like, I wish I could get this one thing back, what would it have been?
I would say probably during that time they also took my wedding ring. I didn't have it on because of the accident I was in, and my mom had took it off of me, you know, and then took it back to my house. And during that time, they took my wedding ring and my engagement rings. So that, of course, I'm not with that gentleman anymore. We're divorced, but still, it would have been nice to have back then. We had our truck stolen. We've had money stolen. I almost had my car stolen, but I guess we interrupted them when we got up in the morning because they left the hammer thing that they used to break my window in the back seat.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Thieves are awful, especially when you're in the hospital dealing with like the worst possible situation. Yeah, just to add
part of my brain's like wondering if like maybe they knew and they knew, they didn't have to worry about like they could just go in and take whatever the hell they want.
Like, case in the place. Sucks. Yeah, that totally sucks.
Oh, we got one text message that I thought was kind of funny. Like, sometimes thieves are just trolls. Someone broke into my car and took only a half-eaten bag of gummy worms and a Taylor Swift CD. I've never felt more confused.
Was the thief Danny?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve this morning? And were you listening to the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40 to get some of those right answers? Call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.